Chapter 10. In his scramble suit, Fred sat before a battery of whirling hollow playbacks, watching Jim Barris and Bob Arctor's living room reading a book on mushrooms. Why mushrooms? Fred wondered, and sped the tapes at high speed forward to an hour later. There sat Barris yet, reading with great concentration and making notes. Presently, Barris set the book down and left the house, passing out of scanning range. When he returned, he carried a little brown paper bag which he set on the coffee table and opened. From it he removed dried mushrooms, which he then began to compare one by one with the color photos in the book. With excessive deliberation, unusual for him, he compared each. At last, he pushed one miserable-looking mushroom aside and restored the others to the bag. From his pocket, he brought forth a handful of empty capsules and then, with equally great precision, began crumbling bits of the one particular mushroom into the caps and sealing each of them in turn. After that, Barris started phoning. The phone tap automatically recorded the numbers called.
Hello, this is Jim.
So?
Say, have I scored?
No shit.
The psilocybe mexicana.
What's that?
A rare hallucinogenic mushroom used in South American mystery cults thousands of years ago. You fly. You become invisible. Understand the speech of animals.
No thanks. Click. Redialing.
Hello, this is Jim.
Jim? Jim who?
With the beard. Green shades, leather pants. I met you at a happening over at Wanda.
Oh, yeah, Jim, yeah.
You interested in scoring on some organic psychedelics?
Well, I don't know. Unease. You sure this is Jim? You don't sound like him.
Well, I've got something unbelievable. A rare organic mushroom from South America, used in Indian mystery cults thousands of years ago. You fly, become invisible, your car disappears. You are able to understand the speech of animals.
My car disappears all the time. Yeah, you know, when I leave it in a tow-away zone. Ha ha.
I can lay perhaps 6 caps of this psilocybe on you.
How much?
$5 a cap.
Outrageous! No kidding? Hey, I'll meet you somewhere.
Then suspicion.
Well, you know, I believe I remember you. You burned me once. Where'd you get these mushroom hits? How do I know they're not weak acid?
They were brought to the U.S. inside a clay idol, Barris said, as part of a carefully guarded art shipment to a museum with this one idol marked. The customs pigs never suspected, Barris added. If they don't get you off, I'll refund your money.
Well, that's meaningless if my head's been eaten and I'm swinging through the trees.
I dropped one 2 days ago myself, Barris said, to test it out. The best trip I ever had. Lots of colors. Better than mescaline, for sure. I don't want my customers burned. I always test my stuff myself. It's guaranteed.